Back to old school with DP and J on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Not much time left here during old school. Big thanks to the Mercado by Certified Piedmontese for their sponsorship of our show here from 4 to 6. I'm Austin Norman. As I mentioned, about half an hour away from getting you out to the national championship game in Phoenix, UConn versus Purdue. Not only have we been your home for March Madness, we're Lincoln's home of the Royals. That's right. Kansas City Royals fans, stand up. Send me a crown emoji on the text line, 402-464-5685. All my Royals fans out there, let me know. Let me know who you are. They are off today before they start a homestand series against Houston. So they'll be back on the airwaves tomorrow. But through 10 games, Royals are 6-4, Pythagorean record of 7-3, outscoring teams 44-25 here through the first few series of the year. And they've done it with starting pitching. Not something they could have said last year at all. But of course, they make the additions of Seth Lugo and Michael Wacha in free agency. They get Cole Reagans to start the year, Brady Singer as the fourth starter, and then Alec Marsh beat out last year's fifth starter, Jordan Lyles. And then the other guy in that competition was Daniel Lynch. So Jordan Lyles has been moved to the bullpen for the Royals. He allowed a lot of home runs, lost, I think, 16 straight starts last year. It was wretched. It was terrible, but he's been better in the bullpen this year. Daniel Lynch down in Omaha just hasn't fully put it together. So Alec Marsh in the fifth starter spot, but the group as a whole, that entire starting rotation, ranks first in the AL Central in innings pitched, opponents batting average, walks and hits per innings pitched, and quality starts. Wait, first in the AL Central, I meant first in the AL. Wait, no, just kidding. I mean first in baseball. The Kansas City Royals, starting rotation, leads Major League Baseball in innings pitched, opponents batting average against, walks and hits per innings pitched, and quality starts. Out of 10 games the Royals have played, 8 quality starts. Michael Wacha, in his first start, only went 5 1/3, gave up 3 runs, and then Alec Marsh, yes.
The future is a hefty responsibility, and not one that we take lightly. But then, taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Yesterday, only made it into the fifth inning. So those are the only two guys to, you know, not have two quality starts through two starts. Lights out starting pitching from the Royals. So 8 quality starts, only 6 wins. Bullpen's blown it a couple times, but the starting rotation's been great. Second in all of baseball in earned run average at just a 1.6 mark. And then third in all of baseball in allowing home runs. Only 3 home runs allowed by Royals starting pitchers through 10 games, but also 58 strikeouts by the starters. Cole Reagans had a Royals opening day record, 9 strikeouts in the opening day game for the Royals against the Twins that they ended up losing. It's been kind of tough luck for Cole Reagans here. He's been masterful his first two times on the bump, but he's kind of getting the Zach Greinke treatment where he'll pitch lights out, he'll pitch stellar, but then the offense doesn't back him up. 41-48. Appreciate you, Royals fan. Stand up. Thanks for texting in. Henry, Big Bank Hank, tip of the cap there. Trying to figure out who that is. 31. Oh, that's Ian Kennedy. That is Ian Kennedy tipping the cap there, Big Bang Hank. Appreciate you guys, my Royals fans, standing up here with me. Royals back on your airwaves tomorrow, taking on Houston. Again, it'll be Cole Reagans on the bump. You won't want to miss that. That'll do it for me here in the 93.7 The Ticket Studios. Been a good show. Covered a lot of college basketball. Some college football debate here and there as well. Heard from Jay Foreman, his thoughts on the quarterback debate for Nebraska football, looking at the 3 guys that spoke to the media last week. a little college basketball, a little baseball to end things off. Don't go anywhere. We've got the national championship game between UConn and Purdue airing. Harrison Aaron's in for ticket weeknights as well. If you want to listen to your 93.7 The Ticket and now normal content, keep it tuned to the streams. Facebook, YouTube, Twitch, Twitter, Allo Channel 961. That'll have all your content that originates here from 1040 O Street. For Strick, for Jay, for DP, I'm Austin Orman. Thanks for listening today. It's been a blast. Ticket Weeknights comes your way next.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar-S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.